Hello again, everybody. Time for another edition of Let's Talk About It here on Jamestown 107.1. And we are streaming at newsdakota.com, and you can listen back to podcasts, too. You just search out KQDJ Podcast. You can listen back right there. We are joined by Connie Lilliard and Aaron Klein, and we're going to be talking about a very cool event. Ladies, thanks for coming in. Now, this is an event that's been going on for quite some time. Isn't that right?
Thanks. Yes, this is our 34th garden tour hosted by our Jamestown AAUW branch.
Now, 34 of these. How many of you guys been a part of, each of you? Do you know right off the top of your head?
I think for myself, I actually was asked to be on the garden tour. That was the first year. That was about 15 years ago.
Okay.
About 5 years for me.
Okay.
Being involved and coordinating volunteers and things like that. Yeah.
All right. And again, Jamestown Garden Tour scheduled for July 17th. It is a Wednesday. And for folks that aren't familiar with the garden tour, can you explain kind of what it's all about? What happens during the garden tour?
Sure. We have been out scouting the neighborhoods for some great gardens and talking to the owners. And we have four families that have agreed to be on the garden tour this year, plus our bonus spot is going to be the Arts Park. They have done a lot of work with the gardens at the Arts Park as well. And it runs from 4 to 8 on July 17th.
All right. And who are the featured gardens? Who are the folks that gardens are going to be featured in this tour?
We have Dave and Wanda Bowl, Jack and Yvonne McGregor, Arlie and Lynette Lind, and Roger and Margaret Peggy Koenig, and those addresses can be found on the tickets, so folks can grab a ticket and use that to follow along with the addresses. And our bonus garden, the Arts Park, of course, across from the Arts Center, and we're also having a reception at the Arts Center. Folks can come in for refreshments after they've walked around the gardens, and that'll start at 5:30 at the Arts Center.
Okay, and you mentioned tickets. How do people get tickets for this event?
We have the members, AAUW members, will all be selling tickets. If you know anyone who's part of AAUW, there are also tickets at several locations throughout the city. Bufftown Bargains is probably our newest location, along with the Melted Crayon, which is downtown on Main Street. The used bookstore, if you stop in there, they will have tickets on hand. The other places for tickets are
the Art Center, Country Gardens, and Lloyd's Toyota, and the Dakota Store up at Frontier Village.
All right. And you mentioned, too, that there's going to be refreshments at the Art Center, right, during this?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep, right. And tickets can also be purchased, we should mention, at any of the stops along the tour once that tour time starts.
Okay. And now this event is, it proceeds, this are going, where are they going for this garden tour? What do the proceeds go to support?
The proceeds from this tour support the AAUW Educational Foundation and scholarship endowment at the University of Jamestown. So it's always for a good cause.
Okay. Now, I'm curious to know, how do you determine which gardens will be shown? How do you guys pick those? What's the criteria you go with on those?
Something interesting, something a little bit different. I like to look at, you know, what is, if somebody has a small footprint for their garden, and what are the ways they were able to turn that into a great garden for them. Last year we did two ladies who lived in townhomes and had a smaller footprint. So I look for that. I look for large yards as well, kind of a combination of things, really fun garden art. This year we have gardens, like vegetable gardens, along with the flowers, kind of a combination of things. I like the variety, and I am hoping every year that we're able to offer that to everybody who comes by for the garden tour.
And having it, having this event this many years, obviously, it's very well attended, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a longstanding tradition. Last year, especially, was very well attended, and we had visitors from 30 towns in North Dakota, as well as 10 or so out of state, even out of the country visitors, if they happen to be in town at that time. We have a guest book always at one of our stops, so we can kind of keep track of where people are visiting from.
Okay, and so again, let's recap everything for everybody in case they're just joining us. The Jamestown Garden Tour, scheduled for July 17th. Now, it goes 4 to 8 p.m., so if people are listening and they want to get tickets, they have tickets, where do they go? Do they just go to one of the addresses to start? How does it go?
Yep. It doesn't have to be in any particular order. If you live close to one of the gardens, you can start there. Sometimes people just go right top to bottom, 1, 2, 3, and 4. You can go to any garden at any time. The garden hosts will be there throughout that time. We have volunteers at every location that are kind of punching the tickets, so to speak. And we didn't mention that those tickets can be turned in at the end of the tour. If you stop at the Art Center, you can turn them in, and we will have door prizes. And you do not need to be present to win.
Awesome.
Yeah, you'll just want all of the gardens checked off on your ticket that you turn in.
Very cool. All right. And so you want to get them in advance, though, because they are a little bit of a deal on the advance tickets compared to the day of, right?
Yep. It's $10. You can buy tickets from at the locations we mentioned. They're $10 currently. And then the day of the tour, if you come to the homes, you still haven't had a chance to get a ticket, they will be $12.
Okay. Anything else you guys want us to know about the garden tour coming up? Anything we didn't cover?
We're looking forward to showcasing these gardens. It should be a beautiful evening. And addresses are on the tickets. And enjoy.
All right. Well, ladies, thanks for coming in. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that will do it for another edition of Let's Talk About It here on Jamestown 107.1.